The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
That's noblegoldinvestments.com.
Portions of this edition of the Don Kroah Show were pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
Broadcasting something very unique and totally different from D.C. The truth. It's the Don Kroah Show on life-changing talk radio. WAVA. It's time for the Don Kroah Show right here from the WAVA-FM Passport Auto Group Studios. Now, the Don Kroah Show.
Don Kroah Show is brought to you in part by Passport Auto Group Stores. As an essential business during COVID-19, Passport is ready to meet your car buying or servicing needs and do it with complete safety and security from one of their 9 convenient locations. Whether it's a video walkthrough of a vehicle you're interested in or purchasing a vehicle either online or in the comfort and safety of your own home, check out the superb services waiting for you at PassportAuto.com. That's PassportAuto.com. Welcome to this edition of the Don Kroah Show. Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 each afternoon, we get together to talk about what I call matters that matter. Issues of significance that you and I want to get informed about. But the whole point is, let's get informed, but then let's find ways to get involved. Make a positive, life-affirming difference in the culture and the world. What do you say? In 1 Timothy 2, verses 1 and 2, the Apostle Paul wrote, "First of all, I urge that petitions, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgiving be offered on behalf of all men, for kings and all those in authority, so that we may lead tranquil and quiet lives in all godliness and dignity." And he said, "This is good and pleasing in the sight of God our Savior." I know that through the years, many of you have been and you are consistently on a regular basis praying without regard for political party or ideology, praying for our nation's leaders at every level, I hope. And that's as it should be, as a matter of fact. However, there are those individuals and ministries which God has especially called to do not only what Paul has urged us all to do, as I just read, as a general practice, but those who are called to minister very effectively and in an ongoing basis to government leaders and their staffs. And that's the kind of ministry we're going to be talking about this first part of the show. Joining us with the details, Kimberly Ganow and Andy Ganow. She is the founder and executive director of a ministry known as Alabaster House. Through this, they've been serving government leaders and spouses and family members, staff, since 1998. As a matter of fact, we met years ago, as she reminded me the other day, because she also has been involved in other leadership ministry here on the Hill. So Kimberly and Randy, welcome, and it's an honor to have you on the show. Thanks for joining me.
Yeah, we're glad to be here. Thank you so much, Don.
Thanks, Don.
And how are you folks weathering the storm, so to speak, with all the shutdown and so forth? And has that affected what you're doing on the Hill at all?
As a matter of fact, it's been actually increasing. We were asked to lead a weekly call with members of Congress and congressional wives that we've been doing each Wednesday evening. And it's been a really a neat opportunity because we've been really brought into their homes. As you know, probably most of the electronics and so forth, the technology, we're communicating with people and we see their faces, we see their kids running across the screen or getting in their pajamas, you know, just real life as we're sharing devotionals and praying for them. So, yeah, absolutely. It has definitely changed.
Now, before we get into Alabaster House and a very special event coming up June 2nd, take a minute or two, Kimberly, especially both of you for that matter, because you and I talked earlier off the phone. We met years ago, D. James Kennedy Center for Christian Statesmanship with Frank Wright, a mutual friend. Mm-hmm. So what's the history of your work prior to Alabaster House here on the Hill?
Sure. I started with Dr. D. James Kennedy as one of his first Capitol Hill liaisons there, which essentially was a great fancy name for missionary to Capitol Hill. And we worked anywhere from, you know, the member of Congress, the congressional spouse, to the staff and everyone in between. So that's really how I got started. And, of course, my husband and I, we've had two girls, and just over the years have just continued to maintain those relationships that we've had with some significant key leaders. And, you know, I think once God puts a vision in your heart and you get planted, it just continues to develop along with the rest of life's challenges and so forth. So, yeah, we incorporated later in 2014, but have been serving there for really over two decades.
Randy, are you directly involved as much as Kimberly is? I know you have other work. You're a businessman and so forth. What's your involvement?
Well, yeah, I like to say that this Alabaster House gig is kind of my side hustle, but I work for one of the stock exchanges, you know, during the day. So, but I am involved, actually. I enjoy it very much. You know, during this COVID season, we've been doing calls on Zoom. And like Kimberly said, you know, we have a chance to be face-to-face with folks, and it's fun because they're all over the country, you know, and we're seeing in their homes, and like she said, we're seeing their kids, that sort of thing. But normally we host meetings face-to-face in D.C., and, you know, Kimberly and I have a really strong heart for marriage, and it's generally harder to do marriage ministry if you're not together. So we try to do that. And so, but yeah, no, this is something that I enjoy very, very much.
Talk about the mentality these days on Wall Street. That's your world primarily, as you've just described with an exchange. I mean, we know that really impacts people's lives right where they hurt, the economy itself. What's the sense there now? And is it a malaise of despair or what's happening?
Well, it's a great question, you know, and there's sort of a distinction between what's happening in the stock market versus what's happening in the economy. But, you know, interestingly enough, we've been talking with the members, and they probably have a, you know, members of Congress, and they have a good sense of what's happening in their districts. And they really believe that this is not as bad as you would think it to be. You know, people, instead of spending money in one direction that they would have spent it before COVID, are spending it in other directions, and which is, you know, the key to our healthy economy. So they think that when the numbers all kind of shake out, it's going to kind of snap back, and it's not quite as bad as what we might be fearing.
And I know you both take courage as I do, and I've encouraged our folks here right on the air and as well at my own church. We need to, even though we know it, remind ourselves frequently at this time that somebody's in charge. It's not necessarily in the White House or anywhere else, but far above all of this is our Lord himself's in charge, isn't he?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, let's take a break back, and we're going to find out more about Alabaster House and especially about a very specific event, a very special event coming up that we want you to know about. It's going to be June the 2nd. It's a morning virtual event. We'll have all the details coming back with Kimberly and Randy Ganau in just a few minutes. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Christy Moore, broker Local Expert Realty. For almost a decade, you've been hearing me on WAVA encouraging you to work with my team when you decide to sell your house. I've met and worked with hundreds of listeners over the years, and I'm grateful to be a part of this family. During this time of crisis, when we are unable to do business as usual, we are still talking with clients over the phone or on video chat to prepare them to sell their house for when our life returns to a new normal. During this time, if you'd like to call me and discuss preparing your house for sale, or just want to know someone is here to support you during this uncertain time, I'm happy to do just that. Otherwise, please know that I'm thinking of my friends and listeners with WAVA, and I'm here to serve you whenever you need me. God bless, take care, and stay healthy.
To book an appointment with Christy, call 866-404-5858. That's 866-404-5858. One more time, 866-404-5858.
Hey, what's going on, family? It's your nephew, Willie Moore Jr., and I want you to listen because it's time now for the Ministry Minute with Dr. Derek Greer. Flat out!
I was reminded recently of a time when I walked into the office and just felt like the whole world was on my shoulders. I was facing personnel problems, parking problems, budget problems, seating problems, traveling problems, zoning problems, scheduling conflict, deadlines, family members. The list goes on and on. On top of that, the roof was leaking. I stared out of my window for a moment just to collect myself. Then I thought to myself, at least I have a roof. At least I have a family. At least I can travel. At least I have a schedule. At least I have a church building. At least I have a budget. And when I thought about it, I said to myself, at least I have a job. Colossians 3:15 says, and let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called into one body, and be thankful. It's funny, the moment I became thankful, peace followed. This is Dr. Derek Greer. For more, go to gracechurchva.org. And as always, live big.
Hi, I'm Todd Nettleton, and this is the Voice of the Martyrs Radio. Czech native Peter Jacek was arrested in Sudan for his Christian aid work and was confined to a filthy, overcrowded prison cell. After 4 months, he was transferred to a new prison where he was dismayed to find even worse conditions. But in the midst of suffering, God did something amazing. Peter sensed the Holy Spirit prompting him to share the gospel with some of his cellmates. He obeyed, and several men placed their faith in Christ. That day, Peter says, I realized my mission was to be Christ's light, no matter how dark the cell. May we also seek to serve God wherever we are.
I will not let my brothers and sisters suffer in silence, nor will I let them serve alone. To learn more about Peter's story, request your copy of his brand new book, Imprisoned with ISIS, at vomradio.net.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-555-2085. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-555-2085. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-555-2085. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-555-2085. 800-555-2085.
Hey folks, if you haven't seen it yet, you don't want to miss it, and it's only going to be available for a limited time. I'm talking about No Safe Spaces. It's a powerful film featuring Dennis Prager and Adam Carolla, along with the others from the left and the right. And I've mentioned several times, one of the things I like about this film is that they've included both the left and the right, and they all agree on at least this point. America really has become a dangerous place to speak your mind or share ideas. I mean, not only on college and university campuses. And we know those used to be the bastions of free speech and spirited debate, but now even on social media, what you say on Facebook or Twitter, what you say at work, maybe even what you say or we pastors say from our pulpits, No Safe Spaces reminding us that no matter who you are, if you say anything on any one of those venues that the radical left doesn't like, they're apt to come and try to shut you down. And that's not just a theoretic, it's happening. Get your copy of NoSafeSpaces.com. That's where you go, NoSafeSpaces.com. Just use the discount code for WAVA listeners, SAVE25, and you'll save 25% off the cost of the film. NoSafeSpaces.com, discount code SAVE25. We're talking with Kimberly and Randy Janow. Kimberly is director and founder of Alabaster House, and they have an event coming up we're going to talk about in a moment. But first, Kimberly, tell us what Alabaster House itself is all about and what it's been doing through the years and how you happened to establish it on the Hill.
Sure. Basically, Alabaster House serves as a spiritual resource for government leaders and their families. And we really have three main points that we target, and that is confidential prayer, biblical devotions, and friendship. And you'd be surprised just how valuable those tools are to leaders as they, you know, we will be working with leaders that have gone on to later become governors, their members of Congress, senators, and all various, you know, walks of life and so forth. And they always end up having people that are asking, you know, for something, you know, from them. And one of the things that we like to do is just stand with them and help support them in the calling that they have as government leader.
Randy, did you want to say something?
Yeah, sure. No, I was just going to pick up on that point. We you know, one of the things that we've observed and in talking with people that are called by God to serve in Congress is that they said, look, we meet with a lot of great people, you know, and some of them are, you know, really wonderful Christian leaders and that sort of thing. And one said to us, he said, look, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with these people coming, but a lot of them have an agenda. Very rarely do we meet someone in Washington, D.C. who doesn't have an agenda, who just wants to be your friend. And so that's really something that we're striving to do in this.
Wow, that is so important. And that's human nature, isn't it? What's in it for me?
For sure.
Well, yeah. You know, I can't remember what congressman had said it to me some years ago, and it's probably just as well, but I so appreciated his candor. And you can speak to this, I'm sure. Don, he said, my biggest challenge coming to Washington was not losing my integrity. This whole art of compromise, we know that to be the bread and butter of politics. And he said, for me to retain my core values in the face of calls to give a little here to get that and so forth, how real is that as a struggle for members of the House and Senate and our various leaders?
Yeah, I think that is very real. I think there's a lot of resources there to help them. Obviously, a ministry like Alabaster House can come alongside, as we do with some of the devotional materials and just sharing with them, praying for them. But yeah, I mean, matter of fact, on the Triple E that's coming up, you'll be hearing from a number of different leaders, and that actually is a quote from them. We are just Christian, you know, folks just like you that come up here and try to maintain our values. So you hit the nail on the head with that one for sure. You know, some of the ways that we minister to them, it's in the context of retreats. We have retreats out here at our home, Capitol Ladies Retreats, a government retreat for members and their wives that Randy and I do together. You know, different Capitol coffees that we have that are bipartisan where we try to draw people in. You know, chapel time, praying over them directly. But I think what people are going to find as they plug into this event that we're having on June 2nd, the Alabaster House exclusive equipping event, we're kind of calling that the Triple E, they'll actually get to hear firsthand from government leaders and their families about how God is working, not only in the nation, but also that we have godly leaders that are up there. And frankly, that's a message that is hard to find in the news. And we feel that you won't really hear this message anywhere. So it's going to be more candid. You're going to get an inside perspective, you know, and certainly how you can be equipped to pray for them and come alongside our government leaders and the work that we're doing, frankly, here at Alabaster House. So we just invite everyone to join. It's going to be an incredible event.
Well, that was my next question. Take us to this event, EEE, you call it, exclusive equipping event. Obviously, it's going to be virtual. As I understand, it's going to be from 10:15 in the morning to 1:30 in the afternoon. Walk us into it. Number one, how do folks get involved? Who should come? Is there any fee for it, et cetera, et cetera? What should folks do? What do you want them to know about it?
Sure. They can go directly to our website at alabasterhouse.org and click on the link. There's some more information for the Triple E. And that's it'll bring you right to our registration page. And we're going to kick off the morning with, we'll have a little reception, virtual reception, you know, with Randy and myself, and then we'll lead in with Congressman Mike and Tracy Boss from Illinois, and you'll get to hear a little bit from their heart. There'll be a congressional spouses panel. Actually, it'll be more, it'll cover spouses who serve, whose husbands serve in the administration and in Congress, and you'll get a little bit, I think the women are great because you'll get a little bit more of an inside scoop. We always say women have more words to say than men.
No. Anybody ever said that?
No, so that should be perfect.
Yeah, Randy or I wouldn't say anything like that, would we, Randy?
Of course not. No, not at all. No.
Well, I interrupted you, Kimberly, but go ahead. Who all should come? Should it be professional people or anybody?
If you have an interest at all of finding out more about what the real life of Congress looks like or what the real life of government leaders who are elected and serving looks like, join us. It absolutely is. It can be for pastors, leaders, intercessors, or just someone who's curious. But the information that they are going to take away from this is going to equip them to pray. Again, that's really the heart of what this is to highlight some godly leaders that we know that are up there. You know, you'll hear from different folks that are serving in the administration and, you know, governors, members of Congress, again, the congressional wives, and of course, a lot of key concert of prayers that this whole thing will culminate with, as different, what we're calling the Friends of Alabaster House, will come and lead those key points. Were identified through these weekly calls, frankly, and ministering to members and so forth, eight key areas that we're going to be praying into together. So we invite you to join us for those.
I would just say, you know, there's a lot of folks in the body of Christ that just have kind of a passion for politics and really just the direction that our nation is headed. And, you know, they could be pastors, they could be intercessors, they could be lay people. You know, they could be professionals in the workplace, but just, you know, they're just passionate to kind of know, like, what's really happening in politics, what's really happening behind the scenes on Capitol Hill, and how do these people that are serving God on Capitol Hill, how do they kind of feed themselves, you know, how do they feed themselves spiritually and that sort of thing, and boy, I'd like to know kind of what their life is like. If anybody in any of those categories, you know, this would really be tailor-made just for them.
For those who can join, and we hope many will, they just go to alabasterhouse.org. Is that correct?
That's correct. They can also find us if they, you know, on Facebook, Alabaster House Inc. INC. But the registration comes through on our alabasterhouse.org page, and then they'll get a link and so forth, and we'll be connected and love to have them join.
Now, in this last couple of minutes, for those who can't, whose schedules just, although a lot of folks are probably sitting home looking for things like this to really engage in, but for those who can't make that particular upcoming event, it's called EEE, folks, Exclusive Equipping Event, and it's virtual, of course. What are some long-term things that folks can pray about? What are some of the most pressing needs on our members of the House, the Senate, the courts, whatever, people you minister to that tend to come up from time to time that they say, I really want your prayers for this? I'm sure some folks listening could make some notes for themselves and say, this is what I'm going to pray about.
Yeah, so the best thing there, Don, is actually what we do is we distribute, we have an email list where, you know, every week send out kind of real time what the prayer needs are for the folks that we are working with on Capitol Hill. And it's a way that people can kind of plug into the ministry of Alabaster House. If you go, again, go to the website at alabasterhouse.org, O-R-G, and you can sign up to be on the email distribution list. And that's just really a fantastic way to kind of stay in tune with what's going on the Hill, what's going on with our ministry. And that way they can find about these prayer, you know, bulletins, so to speak, if you will, in real time as things are happening.
Yeah. I think another thought is you were asking right now, what can people be praying for? And I would say government leaders and their marriages, right? Now, they've been elected to do a job and represent their district and so forth. But if their marriages are struggling or their families are struggling, they will, in fact, you know, lose their seat and not be able to do what, you know, the constituents have elected them to do. So I would say focus in on marriages, their family. As we know, time is split between Washington, D.C. and their home state, so there often is a lot of travel coming back and forth, and they literally have just a few days, oftentimes on the weekend, to visit and reconnect in between the week. However, you know, in COVID season right now, things have been different. And again, I would say all the more to focus on those points because now there are extra windows of opportunities for them to invest in their families. So probably those key points. And of course, as we're coming out of the COVID season, the economy, reopening for businesses, prayer for the governors as they lead in that arena. Obviously, prayer for the administration, our president, and so forth as he works with the governors. And I would say, too, there's probably just really need to pray for the wisdom of God in all areas and just keeping people healthy and well.
Excellent. A quick visit. I'll remind folks again of how they can join you on the second, but thank you both. Great to talk with you.
God bless you. Thank you so much, Don.
Thank you, Don.
Kimberly and Randy Ganow, operating a ministry called Alabaster House. Kimberly's the founder and director. And again, if you want to attend, and we hope you will, they have an event, a virtual exclusive equipping event coming up Tuesday, June the 2nd. It runs from 10:15 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. You can register at alabasterhouse.org, alabasterhouse.org. Also check them out at facebook.com/alabasterhouseinc.
You Hear 105.1 FM WAVA wherever you are on our mobile app or on iHeart, TuneIn, and now on radio.com.
Eric Metaxas here. Like you, I'm confined to my home, spending time with my family. And one thing we enjoy right now is watching uplifting movies that affirm our faith. But what's there to watch? Well, I have the answer. Introducing Patterns of Evidence, The Exodus, a documentary that explores convincing evidence that the biblical account of the Exodus is true. Investigative filmmaker Tim Mahoney journeyed to Egypt, Israel, and throughout the world to search for answers to one very important question. Did the stories like Exodus, as written in the Bible, really happen? And the results of his investigation are monumental. Right now, you can watch Patterns of Evidence, The Exodus at home. Go to patternsofevidence.com. That's patternsofevidence.com. And immediately following the movie, a panel moderated by Gretchen Carlson and featuring Dennis Prager and Graham Lotz and me, yours truly, will provide further insight and commentary on the film. Watch Patterns of Evidence, The Exodus, and others in the series. Go to patternsofevidence.com. That's patternsofevidence.com.
Hi, I'm Georgine Rice. This week in the Christian Outlook, sponsored by the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy and ADF, Alliance Defending Freedom. Businesses, churches, and other nonprofits are getting ready to resume activity. It's a challenge for leadership.
Leadership in times of crisis, that's when leadership matters.
Be sure to join us and visit our website at ChristianOutlook.com.
Saturday at 6 a.m. and 11 p.m. and Sunday at 3 p.m. on WAVA.
Since this whole quarantine thing started, we've gotten the chance to chat with around 2,000 of you radio listeners. And here's what we've heard. You wouldn't believe how many puzzles we've done. Who would have thought family driveway tennis could be so much fun? And I'm pretty sure I've watched over 100 episodes of Seinfeld. The other thing we've seen is families across the country doing major work on their homes. Dream basements, backyard makeovers, swimming pools, or shelves, and more shelves for organization. The home is officially a bigger deal than ever. And the cool thing is, for many of us, home values have gone up the last few years, meaning you could have equity sitting in your home that you could cash out to put in, say, the greatest driveway tennis court of all time. If that's you, our Faith and Family Mortgage team has a direct lender advantage, and we'd love to help. We are United Faith Mortgage.
We pay your appraisal fees, up to $500.
UMC Mortgage Company, Melville, New York. NMLS number 1330, NMLSConsumerAccess.org. And refinance, total refinancing charges may be higher over life of loan.
Since COVID-19, our customers have become concerned about indoor air quality. We install an ion generator in your heating and AC system, which removes the hydrogen molecules from bacteria, mold, and viruses. Without hydrogen, molecules die, leaving your home sanitized and fresh. This technology has been used for years. Waive a discounted price, $849, includes a free AC tune-up. A action, 703-922-1900.
Insight for Living with Chuck Swindoll is heard weekday mornings at 6:30 on Life Changing Talk Radio, WAVA.
This report is sponsored by ExpressPros.com. Checking out traffic over in Virginia and Fairfax, bumper-to-bumper delays due to an accident as you make your way westbound on I-66 as you're approaching Route 123, exit 60. As you maneuver through that area, keep in mind that the accident has been moved to the right shoulder and heavy brake lights will start from Nutley Street, exit 62. This will add an additional 10 minutes to your commute. Need to manage a changing workforce? It's time to get to know Express Employment Professionals. Find a location near you at ExpressPros.com. I'm Yinka Oh with traffic on WAVA.
Tonight, a severe thunderstorm this evening. Partly to mostly cloudy, warm and humid with a shower or thunderstorm around late. Thunderstorms can bring flooding downpours, large hail, and damaging wind gusts with a low 71. Tomorrow, increasing amounts of sunshine at a high of 83. Sunday, mostly sunny, with a refreshing morning breeze with a high 74. With the AccuWeather forecast, I'm Gregory Patrick.
You're listening to an encore presentation of programs heard recently here on The Don Crow Show. The Don Crow Show on WAVA. Well, amid all the continuing consternation, even confusion over COVID-19, how bad it really is, how to separate truth from fiction, to what extent China is culpable, and most of all, how to keep the nation and ourselves and families safe as we inch our way towards some sort of reopenings, Those and other headlines, of course, are dominating the news, but there are other things happening, as you know. The Far East Asia giant, China, gives us a couple of headlines, one in the Wall Street Journal. China votes to override Hong Kong on national security, and Washington Times column by my guest, U.S. indicts North Koreans, Chinese, for illegal financial deals. Bill Gertz, as you know, is the national security correspondent for the Washington Times. He's been with the Times since 1985, author of a number of books, four of them national bestsellers. His latest, Deceiving the Sky, Inside Communist China's Drive for Global Supremacy, also writes the weekly column, Inside the Ring. Bill, always great to have you on the show. Thanks for joining me.
Hi, Don. Good to be on the program.
Now, the first one from the Wall Street Journal reads in part, I'll just read one sentence, resolution paves way for new legal and enforcement steps in Hong Kong to help China quash anti-Beijing protests and sets up conflicts with the U.S. Chinese President Xi Jinping voted on the legislation Thursday. Take us there first, if you would. What happened? And, of course, I guess astute observers saw this coming, right?
Yes. It's clear that the Chinese Communist Party have taken advantage of the U.S. having to deal with the coronavirus outbreak. And the Chinese Party has circumvented the quasi-democratic system in Hong Kong, which has its own legislator, and under a 1997 agreement, it was guaranteed a certain amount of autonomy, and they've did an end run around that, and they're imposing a new national security law that will involve putting the security services of the Chinese intelligence services to operate in Hong Kong, to send Hong Kong residents to China, where the Communist Party has arbitrary detentions and imprisonments. So it's really kind of we're looking at a dire situation as far as the situation of democracy in Hong Kong is going.
As I understand it, and again, I'm reading from this column with the Wall Street Journal, first announced last week, China's decision to bypass the city's legislature and impose the law stunned businesses, opposition groups, and citizens in Hong Kong. Well, we would expect that, but will this simply exacerbate situations into more street riots and more violence in that regard, or is this a fait accompli? As someone said, I saw a headline earlier, it's kind of a fait accompli now that Hong Kong's now effectively under the Chinese government.
Yes, the Hong Kongers are definitely serious about defending their democratic rights, and they're going to fight, and they're coming out in the streets, even though they've had a lockdown over the COVID virus outbreak. They're very strong in demanding their rights and freedoms, and this is I expect that this is going to escalate. The Secretary of State on Wednesday announced that the U.S. was no longer certifying, as required under U.S. law, that Hong Kong gets this special trade status with the U.S. It allows it to get high-tech goods that normally aren't allowed to be sold to China. Well, he's saying that they're no longer autonomous. It's clear that the jackboot of the Communist Party is coming down hard on Hong Kong, and this is going to open the way for sanctions or visa restrictions or some other measures. I think the president may announce some of those tomorrow. He's planning a press conference on China.
I don't know that it's a word, but how intimidatable is the Chinese leader Xi Jinping? Is he really apt to be at all threatened by this?
It's a good question. I think one of the ways that the party corrupt officials have used Hong Kong is kind of a money laundering place, because Hong Kong was allowed to use free trade and dollars. A lot of the Chinese elite would park their money there, either in real estate or in corporations. And with the lifting of the special trade status, that could jeopardize some of these party elites' monies. And we'll see what happens there. I mean, they won't be able to get their dollars out of China that way.
We're going to come back with more. Bill Gertz with us, certainly an expert on these matters, and many of you know that. You read his columns regularly at the Washington Times. We'll be back with more in a moment. Stay with us.
Most of our children and grandchildren are finishing this school year online. You can make plans now for a Christian school education for your child or grandchild this fall, and WAVA makes it affordable with our half-priced Christian school tuition opportunity. Simply go to WAVA.com, use the keyword school, or click on the school bus to see the schools offering half-price tuition this fall. We have schools participating in Bowie, Olney, Laurel, Frederick, Dale City, Fairfax, and Falls Church. Go to WAVA.com, keyword school.
My friend Mimi Wilson tells of a simple experience she once shared with her daughter Kendra. Kendra was in college at the time and having a great deal of trouble in her studies. She was preparing for an important exam and just couldn't seem to concentrate. Now, Mimi wanted to help, but her daughter had already surpassed her academically. So instead, she took out a bottle of lotion and began rubbing it into her daughter's hands, saying, "Kendra, this is my favorite lotion. Tonight when you're studying and tomorrow during the test, when you find yourself having trouble, just smell your hands and know that I'll be thinking of you." Well, it was just what Kendra needed. Some years later, Mimi was confiding in Kendra about a very difficult situation in her life. Kendra reached into her purse, brought out a bottle of lotion, and began rubbing it into her mother's hands. Neither had to say a word. It was a simple, reassuring gesture of love from daughter to mother. But it was all Mimi needed to get through the trying period. We all go through stressful and challenging times. But when they come, we need to know that someone is there for us, no matter what. And that's what families are all about, bringing hope in times of despair and strength in times of weakness. And you might find, like Mimi and Kendra, that a symbol of your love speaks even more loudly than words when the pressure is on.
To hear more, visit our broadcast page at drjamesdobson.org.
Scour the religions of our day. None of them have a living leader. They go to the places where their bodies are interred and there are monuments where they celebrate. But we have a living Savior.
Join Dr. David Jeremiah for his message, Is He Living or Did He Die? On the next Turning Point Weekend Edition.
Sunday at 6:30 a.m. and 6:30 p.m. on WAVA.
If you own or run a business that's open and operating, we want to help you get the word out. Go to WAVA.com and click the Shop Local display. Fill out the web form and we'll add you to our business directory. This service is free and part of WAVA's effort to help the local business community succeed. Go to WAVA.com.
Jesus told us that one of the greatest commandments in Scripture is, love your neighbor as yourself. It can also be one of the most challenging, especially during these uncertain times. Yet it gives us a unique opportunity to love our neighbors. What if every Christ follower prayed for two other people in the DMV? What if you could help saturate the whole DMV with the love of Christ? Join thousands in the Street Vine Lights Pray, Care, and Share movement. Go to WAVA.com, keyword Vine. That's WAVA.com, keyword Vine.
He alone is your rock and your salvation. He is your fortress. You will never be shaken. A reminder from 105.1 FM WAVA.
This just in. Death, destruction, and violence. Film at 11.
Come on. Is all the news really bad? How about some good news in your daily routine? You'll find it when you log on to Christianity.com. They've got great devotionals, terrific Bible study tools, quizzes, and links to the day's most inspiring stories from around the web. Get good news every day when you set your homepage to Christianity.com. Make a difference in your internet life. Christianity.com.
We're here for you 24 hours a day. 105.1 FM, WAVA.
It's Letter Month at Through the Bible, and it's important that Through the Bible hears from you today. Simply go to WAVA.com and use the keyword Bible and write an email note to Through the Bible telling them how much you appreciate the ministry of Dr. J. Vernon McGee right here on WAVA. Now, if you'd rather call them to leave a message or mail a letter to them, those options are also available. Go to WAVA.com and use the keyword Bible and let Through the Bible hear from you today. That's WAVA.com, keyword Bible.
The Don Kroah Show on WAVA. Bill Gertz is with me. He's the national security correspondent with the Washington Times. His own website, by the way, is gertzfile.com, G-E-R-T-Z-file.com. Also, of course, you find his work, as I've said, at washingtontimes.com. His latest book is called Deceiving the Sky. inside communist China's drive for global supremacy. And on that note, Bill, is that part of what's going on here? China's inexorable march to become the supreme force in the globe, as your book describes?
Yes, they are on the march, and they're doing it through a combination of economic and other security-oriented vehicles, such as the Belt and Road Initiative. And as part of this strategy, they're trying to curb all kinds of dissent that are on China's periphery. And two of the big issues are Hong Kong autonomy, again, which is a big economic base, but also Taiwan, which is, again, which China regards as a breakaway province, but for all intents and purposes is an independent nation. China wants to try to bring them back into the fold as part of its plan for global supremacy. The second part of that is they want to diminish the power of the United States at all costs, because that is the biggest obstacle to China achieving this global hegemony, is the U.S. Democratic-led global order.
And on that general point of her global agenda, that being China's or the Communist Party's, you and I haven't talked about it, I don't think, but I'm sure you're aware, probably much better and more informed than I, although I do spend some time in Africa. China is exerting and has been for years a lot of influence in Africa. I'm thinking of cases in point. I know the Tanzanian prime minister, I believe, recently rejected their offers to come in and loan them lots of money and build a railway and so on. What do you know about that aspect of China's efforts on the continent of Africa?
Yeah, I look at it as kind of a an encirclement strategy by the Communist Party of China. And so they're going to all of the developed, underdeveloped nations of the world, whether it's in Asia, Central Asia, Africa, South America, and they're trying to buy their way in there. They're literally buying up countries, paying off officials, using strange financing, like they'll come in and say they'll build a railroad or a seaport and they'll even finance it. And then when the nation can't pay the bills, then they just take over the infrastructure. And I see them doing this more in the underdeveloped world with the idea of eventually putting pressure on the more developed world, namely in Asia, Europe, and the United States ultimately is a big target.
Now, you alluded to it, and I wanted to ask you about it, that it seems to me there could be a sort of domino sequence here if, in fact, China really does basically neutralize what independence is left in Hong Kong, then the next step would be perhaps Taiwan. Am I right?
Yeah, and this is ideologically, this is a setback for Chinese efforts to convince Taiwan to come back into the fold. The Chinese have held out this notion of so-called one country, two systems. And the centerpiece for that was Hong Kong. They said, look, come back, we'll take over your sovereignty, but we'll let you keep your system. And so that was the deal that led back in 1997 to the British giving up the what was then a British colony to China. The Chinese have offered a similar one country, two systems deal to the Taiwanese, and they've said, no thanks. We don't want to be part of a country that has its only as its only goal to impose a communist dictatorship and do away with democracy. They don't want any part of it. But there are real concerns that China will step up pressure on Taiwan. I know a number of China experts that I've talked to think that somewhere in the next 10 years, the Chinese could make a military move against Taiwan, which again could set off a larger conflict. The U.S. is committed under the 1979 Taiwan Relations Act to prevent the forcible reunification of Taiwan with the mainland.
You alluded to it earlier. We talked about it. Washington has signaled that it may take measures in response to China's recent action here by declaring it no longer considers Hong Kong autonomous from Beijing. And as you already cited, Mike Pompeo addressed the issue with Congress on Wednesday. What might the United States do in this regard to make China begin to regret its heavy hand with Hong Kong?
It's hard to say. I'm not sure we have a lot of leverage on the Chinese. I think really what they want to do is threaten the Chinese with losing their ability to access this key financial center, But if they actually do it, it would mean the end of freedom in Hong Kong. It will also mean that the financial companies that are operating in Hong Kong will have to find other places to go.
We're going to come back for a few more minutes with Bill Gertz, going to talk about his own column in the Washington Times. U.S. indicts North Koreans, Chinese for illegal financial deals. We'll find out what that's about. Stay with us.
If you own or run a business that's open and operating, we want to help you get the word out. Go to WAVA.com and click the Shop Local display. Fill out the web form, and we'll add you to our business directory. This service is free and part of WAVA's effort to help the local business community succeed. Go to WAVA.com. WAVA-FM is heard on HD Radio at 105.1 FM HD1 or on iHeart, TuneIn, and now on Radio.com.
Most of our children and grandchildren are finishing this school year online. You can make plans now for a Christian school education for your child or grandchild this fall. And WAVA makes it affordable with our half-priced Christian school tuition opportunity. Simply go to WAVA.com, use the keyword school, or click on the school bus to see the schools offering half-price tuition this fall. We have schools participating in Bowie, Olney, Laurel, Frederick, Dale City, Fairfax, and Falls Church. Go to WAVA.com, keyword school.
I've been searching for ways to grow deeper in my faith and strengthen my daily walk, and I found it at crosswalk.com. From Bible study tools to Christian living articles, devotionals, movie reviews, to marriage and finance articles, well, you get the idea. Crosswalk.com also has a great online community of Christians just like me. With everything just a click away, it's like having a trusted friend, teacher, and mentor right here at my desk every day.
Crosswalk.com, the intersection of faith and life.
WAVA is proud to announce a brand new program with Pastor Tom Leek, Senior Pastor of Hope Bible Church in Columbia, Maryland. It's called Discover Hope, and you can hear it right here on 105.1 FM WAVA. Tune in every Saturday at 12:30 p.m. to Discover Hope and be challenged and uplifted by the truth of God's Word. So tune in to Discover Hope, 12:30 p.m. Saturdays on 105.1 FM WAVA. Let's discover hope together.
It's getting harder and harder to make sense out of today's headlines. To stay on top of breaking world and national news with a Christian worldview and a faith-based perspective on what it means, turn to ChristianHeadlines.com. Log on to ChristianHeadlines.com for the very latest news, and then sign up for our free daily newsletter to stay one step ahead of what's happening. Get out of the mainstream media rut with top news and positive headlines every day with ChristianHeadlines.com.
Hello, I'm Bishop Harry Jackson, pastor of Hope Christian Church. Tune in to the Hope Connection every weekday at 2 p.m. right here on 105.1 FM WAVA. And join us at Hope Christian Church in Beltsville, Maryland, Sundays at 9 or 11:30 a.m. Learn more at thehopeconnection.org. May the Lord Jesus bless you. And remember, we're saving a seat just for you.
Hi, I'm Georgine Rice. This week in the Christian Outlook, sponsored by the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy and ADF, Alliance Defending Freedom. Businesses, churches, and other nonprofits are getting ready to resume activity. It's a challenge for leadership.
Leadership in times of crisis, that's when leadership matters.
Be sure to join us and visit our website at ChristianOutlook.com.
Saturday at 6 a.m. and 11 p.m. and Sunday at 3 p.m. on WAVA.
Listen to Turning Point with David Jeremiah, weeknights at 9 on Talk Radio for the whole family, WAVA.
You will not overcome whatever you're needing to overcome if you are a secret agent Christian.
Dr. Tony Evans says God's power in your life can only be evident once you choose to reveal Him.
Once you have now identified with Christ, you have positioned yourself to be an overcomer.
Rising up to the Jesus Challenge, this week on The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans.
Weekdays at 3 a.m., 10:30 a.m., and 10:30 p.m. on WAVA.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn from New Life Live. I want to just encourage you to tune in to our program every day. If you're struggling with some area or someone you know is struggling in some area and you'd like to be able to give them some good, godly advice, maybe we can help you with that here on New Life Live. We're right here on WAVA 105.1 at 1 p.m. It's part of Life Changing Talk Radio. Come join us for New Life.
105.1 FM, WAVA, open 24 hours a day.
Dr. Robert Jeffress has never been one to back down. Instead of running away from tough issues, Dr. Jeffress accepts the challenge head on.
The way you preserve, the way you influence your culture is not becoming like the culture. It's by living in a distinctive way from the culture.
Hear what bold biblical teaching is all about. Listen to Pathway to Victory with Dr. Robert Jeffress weekdays on its new time at 7 p.m. here on Life-Changing Talk Radio 105.1 FM WAVA.
A few more minutes with Bill Gertz, national security correspondent with the Washington Times. Make a note of his website, GertzFile.com, and, of course, his work at WashingtonTimes.com. Your own column, U.S. indicts North Koreans, Chinese for illegal financial deals. What's that all about?
Yeah, this is a big story that has been many years in the making. It's a financial crimes case, and it looks at how North Korea has used some 250 front companies around the world, mainly in China, but also in Russia, in Kuwait, Libya, to launder some $2.5 billion in money that is needed by the regime in North Korea. It was clear that they had a very systematic plan to circumvent U.S. sanctions, and the Justice Department unsealed an indictment today identifying 28 North Koreans and five Chinese who were behind this scheme. It's the largest action of its kind against North Korea that's ever been taken by the U.S. government.
So what will happen from this point forward?
Well, they've recovered $63 million of the money, and basically it's what they call a name and shame operation. The actual prosecution is unlikely, but by identifying the companies and the processes, it will put other financial institutions on notice. It basically blew open this financial money laundering operation, and it will make it much harder for North Korea to launder money in the future.
Beyond that, this whole thing with China targeting the U.S. on every front, of course, there are people who have carried this to the conspiratorial level, saying that China's doing things to do whatever it can to keep Trump from being reelected. What is your assessment of that, China's influence in American politics, and especially against this president, who's taken them on as no other president has, I would say?
Absolutely. They are working very, very diligently and in a sophisticated way to use their influence tools. That includes manipulating U.S. media. It includes buying lobbyists who are former government officials to support Beijing's policies. And ultimately, I think it was Vice President Pence who said in a recent speech, Beijing wants a different president because Trump has been so tough in really shifting the entire strategic focus of the U.S. government towards China.
On that last point, I happen to be listening this morning to a radio report about China regarding the American farmers and why they're so supportive of President Trump, by and large, even though they've suffered from the reduction of ethanol, corn growing, and so forth. Yet they really feel like this president has their best interest at heart in terms of he's the first to have stood up on their behalf against China. Is there merit to that?
Absolutely, yeah. It's often been described as chemotherapy. You know, your hair falls out and you get sick, but ultimately, in the long run, it's going to be beneficial for those farmers and the rest of the American economy if we decouple from China, which, again, is out to destroy the United States, ultimately.
Final question, what can the U.S. do? We don't know what it will do at this point, but apparently Mr. Pompeo himself indicated we are going to take some actions regarding China's recent betrayal of its commitment to Hong Kong. What might that look like?
I imagine we're going to see, for sure, sanctions on specific officials in Hong Kong who are responsible for this new national security law. Other than that, I think we're just going to have to wait until the president unveils what he's going to say, probably tomorrow.
Great to talk with you as always, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bill Gertz, national security correspondent with the Washington Times, WashingtonTimes.com, where you'll find his columns each week. And also, he writes a column called Inside the Ring. That's a weekly column chronicling U.S. national security bureaucracy. And his own website is GertzFile.com. The book that he's written most recently, Deceiving the Sky, Inside Communist China's Drive for Global Supremacy. That's it for this hour here on The Don Kroah Show.
Drain cleaning, garbage disposals, water heaters, all plumbing repairs. That's AActionHomeServices.com, 703-922-1900.
Imagine sharing a prayer request from your phone and seeing as those around the world take your request before God. Receive prayer. Pray for others at PrayWithMe.com.
Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM, WAVA-FM, and HD1 Arlington. Life changing. WAVA.